My name is Bridget O'Neill, and I am from Marysville, Ohio. As a Spanish major at Ohio University, I am taking Spanish Civilization and Culture in order to learn more about the culture of Spain and the historical events that shaped it. For this project, I have elected to speak about Francisco de Goya, one of the most famous Spanish painters to have ever lived. Francisco de Goya lived during a very turbulent time in Spanish history. He lived from the mid-18th century until the early 19th century, living through the Napoleonic Wars and witnessing the shift of power away from the House of Bourbon to Joseph Bonaparte and to the House of Bourbon once again. His artwork remains important to anyone studying Spanish history as it visually depicts the political and cultural climate of a time when photography could not. Without his artwork, we would not be able to access the time period so thoroughly. Francisco de Goya was born on March 30th, 1746, and lived until April 16th, 1828. He was born in Aragon in a village called Fuendetoros. There he learned from the great painter José Luzón y Martínez before he moved to Madrid. His first artworks were etchings that he created to serve as models for a tapestry factory. These etchings feature cartoons of people living daily life and helped him develop his skill as a painter of portraits. In 1783, he painted the Count of Florida Blanca. This was his first important commission, and it led him to being appointed the court painter for the Spanish crown in 1786. 2 years later, in 1788, Charles IV came to the throne. He and his wife shifted Spain's artistic preference away from Italian and French art in favor of Spanish styles. This, of course, contributed to Goya's success. In the early 19th century, Napoleon Bonaparte broke an alliance with Spain and took over the country. He placed his brother Joseph on the throne. On May 2nd, 1808, Spanish citizens rebelled by the hundreds. The following day, the rebels were publicly massacred by the French. Although Goya had sympathized with French ideas, he was appalled by the brutality of the event, sentiments depicted in the painting The 3rd of May, 1808, in Madrid. Between 1810 and 1820, he created a collection of 85 etchings called The Disasters of War, which depicted the Peninsular War, which lasted from 1807 to 1814. While many historians believe this to be a form of protest, Goya continued to work as a court painter under Bonaparte. When Ferdinand VII returned to the throne in 1813, he pardoned this act of betrayal. Many other people were executed, but Ferdinand stated he spared Goya because of his artwork. However, he did not continue to serve as a royal painter. During this time, he created more private works, such as Quinto del Sordo, meaning House of a Deaf Man. He had become deaf in 1793 following illness, and after that, his paintings had become more dark and pessimistic. In 1797 and 98, he created Los Caprichos, which were a set of 80 prints illuminating his cynicism toward Spanish society. In these paintings, he condemned the foolishness and the superstitions of what he saw around him. In 1815, he painted La Maja Desnuda, or the Nude Maja, which led him to being investigated by the Spanish Inquisition. In the final years of his life, between 1819 and 1893, Goya painted a collection of 14 paintings called the Black Paintings, which further captured the backwardness of humanity he saw through dark colors and grotesque imagery. In 1824, he left the tumultuous political climate of Madrid and went to Bordeaux, France, where he lived until his death in 1828. Francisco de Goya is one of the most influential